Hello out there, Pinkerton Academy. It's the Astro Blast podcast.
That's
coming to you
called.
From the Salt Marsh Library. I'm here, Mr. Constant, with
Mrs. Bernard.
Hello, guys. I hope everyone's doing well. We've missed you. I think we skipped a week. I think something happened.
Did.
Oh, it's vacation.
Yeah, it's been busy.
Vacation, snow, all kinds of stuff happening.
Yeah.
So we're back. And I would like to say better than ever, but I can't make that promise. So.
Well, we have a really great guest with us.
That is true.
Today.
We are blessed to have a guest
with
us.
Yes. Who is with us today?
Sophia Labroda.
Yeah.
Hi, guys.
Hello, Sophia
Labroda.
Welcome.
And she is quite the member of our community. And we're going to get to that in a little bit,
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me on here.
Oh, you're very happy. We're very happy. Our pleasure.
So we got some stuff happening.
Yeah, there's some big stuff happening. Some big stuff happened. I guess I'll start with the unfortunate news of our cheerleading squad did not win. But I'm going to tell you, those guys, those girls are just amazing.
They are.
What they do
true
is
athletes.
They may not have won a tournament or the state championship, but they are... They're champions.
Of the highest character, I would say.
Absolutely.
And they still came home with a plaque.
Yeah.
So, you know, when you're disappointed about a second place plaque, that just shows the,
intensity
of
and
the program.
Yeah. Right, for sure.
Yeah,
for
so congratulations to them for all the effort that they've put in.
Yeah, and then Sunday night, 7 p.m. at UNH, we have our boys' basketball team going for the championship. They're going up against Bedford, which, if you remember, they did lose to them. That's their only loss, so
a
chance to avenge that loss, and it should be a great game.
Should be.
Really looking forward to it. I plan on being there. Should be fun.
Yeah. On the student activities side, we have Mr. Pinkerton coming up.
So excited for that.
Yeah, that'll be fun. Yeah. Are you involved in that in any way?
Yes, I actually am. I'm second vice president of student council, so I love just to hear all about the different types of activities that we're doing, and that
includes. Do you know how many boys are participating?
I'm not sure. I believe there's 10.
Okay.
Ooh, all right. Should be a good competition.
Mrs. Definitely. Bernard and I will be there.
Yes, we will.
We are... Judging again, I believe.
We are, and I accept bribes.
Yeah, I do too.
Mm-hmm. Chocolate,
so
flowers.
That is coming up next Thursday, and then tonight is the skating party.
Yeah.
The class of 2025 is running the sophomores. They're running their skating extravaganza. I was there last year.
I have video.
I put the skates on, and I plan on being there tonight. I'm going to be ripping up the ice over at... Not Ice Den. It's...
The one in Hooks.
The other one.
Yeah, the one in Hooks It.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can tell you, folks, he's got mad skills.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Watch out. Yeah. Watch out. So, so we have a lot of stuff happening. And so, Sophia has joined us. So tell us about, just why you're here. What did you bring to Pinkerton?
Sure. So I recently just started a club called Prayerful Generation. I've wanted to start it since I was a sophomore, but for me, that was like COVID year. So I couldn't really get involved, and it was really hard for me. And just like coming, from a bigger middle school, like I came from Hood, I wanted to get really involved as like, as a whole and like be part of the Pinkerton community. So I joined student council, NHS, and just like all the like tennis, basketball, like any club and activity you can think of, I was like joining right into.
Good for you.
Thank you. But recently my sister's friend, so Michaela Torrey, she helps me run Prayerful Generation as well. But basically she came to me with the idea of, oh, hey, let's start a Bible study club. And I was like, oh my goodness, I love the idea. Like I've had a platform on TikTok for it and just people know
me.
Yeah. So people know me from that. So I'm like, I want to start it. This is something that I want to bring to school. And the process was very long. It was hard to get it approved and everything like that, making sure the name, was, fitting and like just really meaningful in a way, and just like making sure we have that same message for anyone of any faith can come and join, or people that are discovering their faith. Yeah, so it's just something that we've always wanted to start and implement, and we're finally glad to have it here at Pinkerton.
Good for you.
Wonderful.
How often do you meet?
Sure. So we actually have a meeting today. We meet every other Friday. So it's definitely something to kick off your weekend with. And the community there is already amazing. We have 15 students.
Oh, wow.
Oh,
yeah,
wow.
That's great.
Yeah, and it's only having our third meeting.
And where do you meet?
We have so many.
Sorry. Two questions at once. Sorry.
You got it.
We're very excited.
That's okay. We have so many advisors. We have like a total of five, but our main ones are Mr. Cullen and Mrs. Rhodes.
Oh, that's awesome.
Yeah.
So awesome. Did you say what you say every other Friday?
Yes.
Where do you meet?
We meet in the Academy Lecture Hall, so the freshman building.
Okay. Nice. Awesome. And right after school.
Yes, right after school from 2:15 to 3.
And if you want to join, do you just show up there? Like, what should they do?
Yeah, so basically, we have an Instagram account called prayerful.generation, so you can follow us if you would like. And we also have a remind, so you can text 81010 at prayerful.g. And basically, you guys will get all text messages from Michaela and I.
Wow.
And yeah, it's just something that's really exciting. And we also, you know, have announcements sometimes. We're on the announcements. So definitely keep listen for that. And we're hoping to see as many people.
Oh, I love
that's
that.
Great. I love Thank that. You. I love that you're using technology for good.
Thank you.
Yeah. And just like bringing something positive,
exactly,
to our community. You know,
right? I mean, and there's no particular faith that's right. followed. It's just
right. It's just So we like to do Christian based faith, but anyone from any background can come.
That's great. How long do you typically meet when you have these Friday?
Typically 45 minutes, so from 2:15 to 3. So really not that long.
Right. But I'm sure if anyone to hang around and chit-chat about stuff.
Oh, sure.
That's great. I love that.
So cool. Well, thank you for bringing that to our community.
Of course.
That's really, really important. And we always talk to our listeners about getting involved at Pinkerton. Clearly, you articulated that already.
Yeah, thank you.
So, I don't know. Tell us a little bit about your experience here at Pinkerton. You're a senior, right?
Sure,
You're on the verge of graduation.
Wow. Very exciting times.
So tell us some of the, impactful things or that you've been a part of at Pinkerton or anything, advice or that's a lot of questions I just gave you, but
I'll start off with advice. I feel like just coming from, a decent sized middle school, I was already, having the thought of it's definitely a large school, a larger school than, my middle school, but it's something that I feel like I'll be able to find my space eventually. It just will need to take time and just being involved. So my main thing, right off the bat, obviously know your limits and what you can take, but just enjoy it as much as you can because it goes by really fast.
Sure does.
Yes,
and
it does.
For me, I'm involved in 8 clubs here as as just outside. Yeah. Outside activities. Thank you. So I just really get involved. You find, your community here, and Pinkerton really offers you a bunch of things. I'm involved in Student Council, New Hampshire Student Council, as I'm the secretary, so I take all the notes.
Wow.
And we just had a conference recently, which went really well.
Good.
And Hannah was the president, so she was doing really a good job with that as well. Yeah. So, and then I also just do tennis and basketball. Well, I did basketball since I was a sophomore, and then I have been doing tennis since I was a junior. So something that I've, always loved doing. And then just also your AMP program. So you just obviously having big roles in student council as well. So it's definitely something that I want to continue to pursue as I go into college, as that's
And where do you think that's going to be? Do you know yet?
Well, okay. So actually, I'm thinking it's UNE. I got into 3 out of the 5 PA programs I applied to, early action and everything like that. So I got into direct entry master's program, and those are 5% acceptance rate. So very difficult to get into.
So physician's assistant.
Yes.
Good for you.
Thank you. And I'm in the EMT program here, and it's amazing.
It is amazing.
I love it.
Awesome. Yeah.
Awesome.
So you got it going on.
I do.
Where do you find enough time? There's only 24 hours in a day still, right? I mean,
seriously,
how do you do all that?
Do you sleep?
I do sleep, actually. I get a solid 8.5 hours
of
sleep.
Wow.
Oh, my gosh. Can she be my personal assistant?
No, I want to go back for a second. You said basketball.
Sure.
Were you on the basketball team here?
I was. I did it only freshman and sophomore year because I had other conflicts that I obviously took over, and then I wanted to pursue even more. But I've been playing basketball since I was 5, and it's still a sport that I love dearly. It just obviously was time commitment and everything like that that played in a role.
Mm. Gotcha.
You know what's cool, though, is we just started looking at colleges, our family, for my daughter. And there's so many colleges that offer club and intramurals and stuff. So you can keep doing it.
Exactly.
And meet people at school and stuff.
Sure.
So that's fun.
Yes, exactly.
Yeah. Well, so let's switch over to academics a little bit. So you're going, you want to be a PA.
Sure.
So you're interested in obviously health sciences.
Yes.
want to talk about any of like your, I don't know, favorite classes or anything that stands out in your memory from academics?
I would love to. I absolutely love the health science program that Pinkerton offers. I feel like that's something, especially, you know, for me, like going into it, I knew that I wanted to become some sort of, you know, person in the medical field, and just like as a freshman, actually, and because I had a personal story with a knee injury, and that just led me right off the bat, okay, I want to do something into medical, and I knew they had a program, so I got involved in HOSA as like a freshman, and people are like, you're a freshman, like, you're so like, you know what you're doing. I'm like, yeah, I actually do. So I just continued that path, and just the CTE programs here, and specifically health science, is amazing. It challenges you a lot. Like, I had to study 485 terms this week for a test, which was a lot, but, you know, it challenges me, and that's something I want to pursue.
Yeah. That is a great program.
It is.
Like all our CTE programs, they are tremendous, but that one really does take a special kind of student to be involved in.
It is not easy.
No. I was at one point part of CT, and I remember that being one of the tougher classes. And you come out of there prepared.
Exactly.
To say the least.
Yeah, that's so true.
Yeah. All right.
Awesome.
Well.
Yeah. Hey,
Sophia,
so we have. Well,
it is great to have you on, but Mrs. Bernard always wants to ask that last
question. Yeah, we have
question.
One more question for you. And that question is, do you have it? We always ask our guests to give a shout out.
Ooh.
So do you have a shout out for anybody here at school? Could be, faculty, staff, students, whatever.
Sure. I would say my siblings, honestly, Jacob and Emma Labroda.
Yes.
I love them so much. You know, they keep me going, that's for sure. But they've helped me become the individual who I am today, and I cannot thank them enough for that.
Oh, that's great. And we had Jacob on not too long ago.
We did.
I feel like now we need to have Emma on.
We should.
Oh, you definitely should.
Yeah.
She's a character. She's
a sophomore.
Love it.
She is a sophomore, yes.
We'll have time.
I think she had my wife as a teacher, maybe.
Yeah, Miss Constant.
Yeah.
Yeah, she worked at Barca, and Jacob and I, we all knew her, so she's amazing.
Oh, okay. Yeah, she is amazing. I've already done one shout out to her. I'm not going to do another, but I should.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I think that does it, folks.
That does do it. So, hey, have a great weekend. The weather is getting nicer and nicer. It is It is spring forward.
It is. We
Saturday
lose an
night.
Hour, folks.
Yeah.
But
that's unfortunate.
But we gain some light. So
I love that.
Put our clocks forward an hour, and we gain an hour of light each day.
It's, woohoo.
That's
exciting.
Have a great weekend, everybody.
Thanks, guys.
Bye-bye now.
Bye.